True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Andy Baskin today. Can I give you something on the word mingle before we get to Kevin Stefanski being a good coach, even though Browns folks don't seem to think he is?
Please, please.
Many Browns fans don't like him at all. Why, I don't understand. Mingle, ready?
Yes, yes.
Might be an organization that maybe I worked for in the past. Had some young ladies who were kind of like ambassadors for their organization. Mm-hmm. The line that was put out is they're single and ready to mingle, despite the fact that they weren't single. But let's sell it anyway, shall we? I always laughed like, wow, thanks. I'm sure they appreciate that.
In the early days of the internet, when you started getting videos and all that stuff on there, and it was like one of those that was on Homestar Runner or one of those bad boys, was an old interview with James Brown. And it was like from the 90s to the 2000s, where clearly he was on a lot of drugs. I mean, just a plethora of drugs. And I'll never forget him because he just got a divorce at the time. And it was on some news show and they asked him how it was going. And he goes, I'm single. I want to mingle. And that's exactly how he says it. Every time the word mingle comes up, that's all that goes through my head is James Brown screaming. I'm single. I want to mingle. Pop's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world. And he's like screaming. And you can clearly tell you're like, man, that guy did a lot of cocaine.
And he was great in Blues Brothers.
He was outstanding in Blues Brothers. He was outstanding in general.
He was.
James Brown.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
But yeah, I will always remember that.
So, Dano, we have a coach here with our Cleveland Browns that a lot of folks don't seem to like in Cleveland. That's the impression I get when we sit here and do this show day after day after day. Folks aren't crazy about Kevin Stefanski. I beg to differ. I think the guy can coach. I've said that for years. I think he's a good coach. I think we're fortunate to have him. Is he the best coach in the league? No. Is he top 10 in the league? Probably not. Is he bottom 10 in the league? Absolutely not. And I think he doesn't get the respect here in town that he deserves and that he gets nationally.
Agree completely. I have been a Kevin Stefanski defender for a long time. I will continue to be a Kevin Stefanski defender. The guy's really good at building an offense that fits the pieces that are there, and especially when those pieces are broken. Like, what he did in 2022 should save pretty much anybody's job and any question anyone has of the quality of Kevin Stefanski. I mean, that offense was just broken. It didn't work, but it was the best thing that they had. And he duct taped it back together the best way that he could and found a way to win with DTR and PJ Walker And then got Joe Flacco. Went, wow, this guy can actually throw the ball down the field. This is a nice change of pace. Unlike PJ Walker and DTR, where they were running reverses and anything that they could do to seek explosive plays. Like, I am a Kevin Stefanski fan. I will be a Kevin Stefanski fan for a long time. And I will not understand for the life of me why everybody around here wants to perpetually fire him.
I get that feeling. And folks, if tell me what you think. 216-474-0092. I find it interesting, Dan. You look around and some of the writing that's being done as we go into the season. NFL coaches on the hot seat, written by Fox Sports. And they have Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat. In fact, he's on the number four hottest seat. But they say this. He's 40-45 in five seasons in Cleveland, coming off a miserable 3-14 year. And nobody has been dealt a worse hand at quarterback over the years than he has.
Right.
This season's addition isn't much better. And then Fox continues here. Stefanski is well-regarded coach. He's been the coach of the year twice. But ownership can be a little crazy. So another bad year or failure to fix the quarterback issue could easily spark a change. See, that's where the question comes in to me is, okay, Jimmy Haslam flat out said, we took a big swing and a miss as an organization on the quarterback and a big swing and a miss. So is Kevin going to pay the price for that as they continue to look for a quarterback and in theory this year don't have anybody who you're comfortable with as your starting quarterback?
I mean, this thing imploded for a year under Baker and he didn't take the heat for it.
No.
I mean, this thing imploded with Deshaun Watson twice. One time he ended up duct taping it back together and making it work. And the second time it just flat out imploded. And they have done nothing in the offseason that would make any of us possibly think that there is that their jobs are on the line and that they're in those positions. They've done nothing. It makes you honestly think that this is a 2-year rebuild and everybody knows it. That everybody inside that organization is like, okay,
that's the
2-year rebuild.
That's what I wonder.
Well, so look around the league, right? And I know that, you know, comparing yourself to others, keeping up with the Joneses, however, you know, whatever phrase you want to do is never the best way to live life, but it's usually pretty good. When you have a general manager on the hot seat, there's typically a move that reeks of some kind of desperation. Look at the Giants, for example. Those guys are on the hot seat. So what did they do? They went out and got Jameis Winston, and then they went and paid Russell Wilson. And then drafted Jackson Dart. So they brought in two veteran quarterbacks and a guy with a high upside who's been lighting it up in preseason, but we've all been down that road enough times.
Yeah.
That's desperation. Those are the moves that you make if you're looking around going, oh boy, it's getting a little warm around here. I got to do something. Let's bring in a veteran to help the cause. The Browns didn't make any of those moves. And I don't know if you agree with this, but that's always stood out to me for this offseason.
Yahoo lists coaches on the hot seat. They list seven of them. It is the NFL. You know, so every year, roughly 25% of the guys are on a hot seat. Kevin Stefanski is one of the seven. Yahoo says this. Should the Browns consider firing a 2-time NFL coach of the year, even if they post another bad record? No. But this is Browns owner Jimmy Haslam we're dealing with. So the national guy's all over the ownership here. He isn't known for his shrewd decision-making. Browns are probably going to be bad this season with suboptimal choices at quarterback, starting with 40-year-old Joe Flacco. They went 3-14 last year. Losing season would be Stefanski's fourth in 6 years. That's not a good sign, no question. Browns are very unlikely to hire a better coach than Stefanski if they hire him. But Haslam might think that's what he has to do if the Browns lose big again this season. Folks, what do you think? The national folks are screaming. Stefanski's a good coach, but he's on the hot seat because of the situation that he's been dealt. Jeremy's in Fort Worth. Jeremy, what do you think?
What's happening, Jeremy?
Man, nothing. I love you guys so much, but it's like you've been held captive too long. You guys have Helsinki syndrome. Like, only in Cleveland would we think Stefanski is
a... Helsinki syndrome?
Helsinki is where you go to get the hair fixed.
Ah, good call.
I tried. It didn't work.
Well, I happen to be a shrink. It was originally called the Helsinki
syndrome. Oh, nice. Way to go, Jeremy.
Damned. I am smart. But thank you, Jeremy.
We need your
that.
Number. You can be our staff shrink.
You guys need it, and so do I. Like only Stefanski might be a great person and a great coach, but he's not a good fit. The fan base, nothing is working. 7 years, losing record, one playoff win that was basically majestic. It doesn't make any sense. Like, only in Cleveland would we look at this and try to make sense out of it. We've all just been held captive too long. It's the same reason why you look at Cleveland and you say, Cleveland, most teams can develop and win at the same time, but only in Cleveland is it either black or white. We're looking at the fan base is like this codependent relationship with it. It doesn't make any sense.
Jeremy, are you from here? Or are you from Texas?
Oh, no, I'm from Cleveland. Born and raised. I went to Mentor High School, lived there my whole life. Got displaced via the military. Been a fan my whole life. My dad played for the Indians the whole 9 years.
Oh, nice.
Outstanding. Yeah, I've been at this for quite a while. And so it's like, I do think sometimes, let me ask you this. What responsibility does an organization have to the fan base? It has to be entertaining.
I say it's put out an entertaining product.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand the mindset that we can't develop and win at the same time. I tend to think that the Browns have a major messaging problem. I think that that's true. The fan base and even the sports radio and stuff were left to flounder and wonder because they don't put out messaging properly, whether it's with the Judkins thing or the quarterback thing or whatever.
Or when they do, I'll agree with you on this one, Jeremy. Or when they do, did you hear that quote that was floating around that Catherine Hickman had of basically quarterback, the only way I could describe it is gobbledygook?
Yeah.
Like that was a word salad if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, and I poke around and listen to other sports stations from different states, and when they talk about Cleveland, they're just mystified. It's like, why can this organization just not take a look at successful organizations and just do what they do? Why do they have to keep trying to be creative?
Jeremy, keep listening. Keep calling.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Staff shrink. You're in. Thank you very much.
But so doing what other teams do, though, so they kind of are. And by that, I mean they have decided for the first time in a long time, we have our coach, we have our GM, we have our guys, we are hitching our wagon to those guys, and we are letting them fulfill the message from the beginning and fulfill exactly what they want to see. That's Pittsburgh. That's Baltimore. That's Green Bay. You could even point to the Bengals at this point and how long Zach Taylor's been there. Like, you're seeing them try to emulate what those teams are doing by hitching their wagon to people who they believe are smart.
Folks, two big national outlets have Kevin Stefanski on the hot seat, Fox Sports, Yahoo, and both say that he shouldn't be let go, that it's not on him, that he's a good coach. Do you think they're right? A, is he on the hot seat? B, if they don't succeed, should he be let go? I'll give you some other thoughts from folks nationally. Who, Browns fans? They love our guy. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, look who's here.
I just figured I'd do a nice, comfortable hour and a half show. It'd be great.
Looky, he didn't even bring a cookie. What the hey?
Nothing.
Have you join us. Glad you could fit us into your schedule.
Sometimes it's good. But if you need a dissertation on how concussions work and concussion protocol, I'm all here for you.
You're out being a good dad.
Yes. Oh, man.
So at least you got that going for you.
I did. I did learn a lot today, though. I did learn a lot, man. I got my PhD in concussion.
Well, welcome back.
It's good to be
Andy Baskin, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo.
So here's what we're talking about, because I know you were riveted to your radio coming in.
Why do people hate Kevin Stefanski? I don't understand.
Why do local people not seem to like him? He's on the hot seat, according to Fox Sports and Yahoo, and they say he shouldn't be. That's what they say.
He's on the hot seat, but he shouldn't be.
Shouldn't be. But he is because of ownership and because if you lose in the NFL, you get fired. But they seem to think he's a good coach.
Yep, I agree with
Jim in Strongsville. What do you think?
Jimbo. Hi, Jim.
Not that I think he's a bad coach. I don't. And I just think the national perspective is that Jimmy Haslam is just the worst of the worst and makes every decision in the organization and that nobody else has any hands in it. Look, Jeff, you said earlier that one of the things was Kevin Stefanski has been dealt the worst quarterback hand. He had a hand in all of that quarterback situation. He could have made it work with Baker Mayfield.
That was Fox Sports who said that.
Okay. He's the one that, look, we all said it.
Wait, what's the hand he could have had with Baker? Baker wanted to leave. He got mad because the front office was looking at Deshaun. What does Kevin have to do with that?
Well, first off, Andy, something happened during that season that obviously soured the two's relationship. We've all said from the time that he kept trotting and injured Baker Mayfield.
There's no proof. I love you, dude. I don't know if there's any proof of that, that it's soured. He tried to play through injury. And, he wanted to be out on the field. He knew it was a contract year. I have a lot of trouble blaming anything Baker on Kevin. I blame a lot of it on Baker. I blame a lot of it on Jimmy Haslam. I blame the front office for putting it in front of him, saying, "Hey, let's go get Deshaun." Kevin's the one guy I agree with a lot of things you say. I'm not putting Kevin in the mix on that.
I'm sorry. I just think that I'm disagreeing with you. I think Kevin had a strong hand in that. And listen, Jimmy Haslam didn't come to the front office and Kevin Stefanski and say, "Hey, let's go get Deshaun Watson." Those guys brought it to him because the reports out at the time were that Jimmy liked Baker. So I don't buy that. I just look. Nobody can tell me that.
Here's the critical part to that story. They started courting Deshaun, and Baker got mad. That's all there is to it. Do you think after Deshaun said no, the Browns wanted to just make amends with Baker and make this thing work? And Baker's like, "No, I'm out of here." Which, there's a part of me that doesn't blame Baker for feeling jilted because he had brought some success that we hadn't seen yet. But I'm not reliving this. I don't see the Kevin part of that. I see the other parts of it. I don't see the Kevin part of it. That's
all. Well, here's the other part of it. I don't trust Kevin Stefanski to develop a quarterback. There were obviously personality conflicts. There's plenty of blame on Baker, plenty of blame on him. I don't trust Kevin Stefanski to develop a quarterback. He hasn't shown us that he can do it. He can't show us that he can manage the ego.
Was he going to develop Deshaun Watson? Were you expecting him to develop him?
That's not on him, but it's on him to say, "Oh yeah, I can work with this guy." You think they would have brought him in if the head coach didn't sign off and say, "Yeah, that sounds like a good idea"?
No. The head coach normally doesn't even have a say in that.
Jim, thanks.
Again, how many times have we heard coaches say, "Hey, I can only coach the players that I have"? That's true. When you have a front office that's picking players, that's the way this thing works out. His job is to be a teacher. Hey, is he maybe he failed with DTR? Okay, all right, I'll give it to you. But DTR wasn't his focus. Deshaun was at that point. So it's very hard for me to get mad at Kevin over what we're talking about here.
Two of the national outlets have Kevin on that hot seat.
Okay.
I thought, all right, let's see what folks think of him overall. So doing a little checking. The Sharp Football Report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sharp Football Analysis. In ranking head coaches, has Kevin ranked 17th in the NFL? Now, none of these are great shakes, but I think a lot of folks here think he's 25 and below.
Let me ask you, 17 in a bad season, does that get you fired?
Well,
probably.
Yeah. 17th, they say this, votes for Stefanski ranged from 12th to 25th. Although he's a two-time coach of the year, no team fell further from expectations in 2024. See, that will get a guy fired.
Okay.
If you do that again, I'm convinced if they followed up with another 3-14, they have to make a coaching change. And I would say a front office change. You can't do 3-14 2 years in a row.
Unless the owner is taking everything on his own shoulders.
Which could possibly be.
Sure.
RotoPat, which runs on NBCSports.com.
Got rid of some weasels in my yard, too.
They have Kevin at 16th. It's tempting to grade the Browns' job on a curve. Adversity doesn't begin to describe the typical Cleveland working conditions. That was their little synopsis of it, and they said a little bit more, but I won't give you all of that. And CBS ranked Kevin 13th among NFL head coaches, and he said it's almost unbelievable Stefanski's just 4 games under 500 for his career, given the regular dearth of roster stability in Cleveland. Does he have a hand in Brown's quarterback misfires? Hard to argue otherwise. Agree. Still, his squeezing a couple of playoff bids out of decimated lineups, including one fronted by the likes of Joe Flacco and Kareem Hunt, affirm his helpful touch. So, folks around the country, I think a little more highly of Kevin than we do here. Coach D is in Maple Heights. Some of those Mustangs.
Coach D.
Oh, Mustangs. wanted to talk about Kevin Stefanski, guys. I heard a few guys made some very valid points, in my opinion. If you look at Kevin Stefanski's career, even before he came to the Browns, he's had top-tier talent in the NFL. I think he has Stephon Diggs. He's had Baker Mayfield. He's had, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. I want you to ask yourself, how many out of all these top-tier guys, I'm going to include Deshaun Watson in that as well, how many of them have played better under Kevin Stefanski's system? How many have left Kevin Stefanski's system and had a better career?
You tell me who's left and had a better career. I would say Baker. Other than Baker, tell me another. Tell me another. It wasn't Odell and it wasn't Jarvis.
Oh, I will agree with you as far as left, but how many have had a better career before coming to him?
Well, but that happens all the time in the NFL, Coach D.
And then I would also add Stephon Diggs to that list as well. When he was in Minnesota, he struggled with Stephon Diggs as far as how to use him, and Stephon Diggs was unhappy in his offense. So I think the way a lot of the fans see it right now is we lose a lot of top-tier talent because they don't fit in Kevin Stefanski's offense for whatever reason. I'm not going to blame him. I think he's a great X and O's coach. But for some reason, we have to acknowledge the fact that he seems to struggle with top-tier talent. When Deshaun Watson came here, he was a top-five quarterback. Now, obviously, he had the off-the-field issues that affected him. Obviously, no one can deny that. But also on the field, he never looked like himself. We never got the most out of him as well. So we just have to look at all of that, the big picture. I think he's a great X and O coach. But when you look at all the top-tier talent that did not perform well in the system, we have to acknowledge that as well.
Coach, the only thing I would argue with is the top-notch talent. Odell wasn't the same player when he got here. I could make argument that Jarvis wasn't either. He got a lot out of Nick Chubb. And he got a lot out of Kareem Hunt.
He definitely did. We definitely ran the ball very well. But, I mean, he was supposed to be a passing quarterback guru, correct?
Running quarterback guru, maybe more than passing.
So, I mean, I would just like to see him have a little bit more success with the young guys that we brought in now. I don't think he should be fired or he shouldn't be on the hot seat, but I do think we have to acknowledge the fact that he struggled with guys that were considered top-tier talent, and then he got them. And for whatever reason, whether we want to say they were old or they had off-the-field issues, for whatever reason, the common denominator is that when he got top-tier talent, they didn't perform better in his system.
All right, Coach D, I'd argue with you about the top-tier talent. I think this offense has been lacking top-tier talent just about the whole time Kevin's been here. Jarvis was a good wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, Nick was a good running back.
Nick was premier.
Yeah.
Odell wasn't the same player, and he had a good year here.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to argue with you on here.
Johnny's in Berea, taking a break from his activities at the Browns headquarters. Hello, Johnny.
Johnny.
That's right.
Or are you a BW?
How we doing?
Good.
So I have to disagree with everybody, especially that last caller. We haven't had any top-tier talent. We can count it on one hand what we've had.
Nick Chubb.
I don't think Kevin's a bad coach. Yeah, we can count on one hand.
Yeah. I agree with you on that.
Coach.
I do.
You have to look at this. He went 2 years without having a first or second round draft pick. he was forced to keep Anthony Schwartz on the field for God knows how long, for whatever reason. He hasn't had a quarterback to develop. He, and for the people that saying he can't work with quarterbacks, he took PJ Walker, DTR, off the couch Joe Flacco to the playoffs. What else do you need? Maybe it's not the coach. Maybe we have a problem with the GM. It's just my thought.
All right, Johnny, thank you very much.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Johnny's not obviously calling from the upper offices in Berea.
He's at the auto body shop right next door.
That might be.
Which they do a fantastic
they
job.
They do, there, yeah, sure. Really do. Yeah. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Thriving Cuyahoga Falls.
Hey, Kev.
What's up, Kev?
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Very well. What's a good word?
Front Street looking good, by the way.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Yeah, a little wet, but it's okay. Yep. Hey, Andy, a little tip. Although I'm a CPA accounting guy, mom was an accounting professor. Tip of the week, don't ever use a semicolon. Find a comma and a coordinating conjunction, and you're all set, man. Then you don't have to worry about it.
Oh, thanks, man. I feel you are my Grammarly. Thank you. You had
That's
me at
it,
colon.
Man.
Thank you.
Just forget about it. Okay. So in regards to Coach Kevin, unless he was the guy running into the room and pounding his fist on the table saying, I have to have Deshaun Watson no matter what, there's no reason to get rid of him. I mean, really, I'm old enough to remember the Ricky Williams trade, and I thought then there'll never be a trade in the NFL as bad as that. And then the Browns topped it. And I think we should all agree that the Deshaun Watson trade was the worst trade in the history of the NFL. So really, whoever was responsible for that trade is the one that should be fired. Now, if it was the owner, sadly, we can't fire the owner. But if it was anybody in the front office or if it was Coach Kevin, then, yeah, there's a case to say that guy needs to be gone and never, ever, ever be involved with football ever again for the history of the world. So, I mean, that trade set us so back in so many years, and it was just awful. It was horrible. So, I mean, unless they could say Coach Kevin was responsible, I think he's done an amazing job for what little talent he had. And, Jeff, you read a great article. Fantastic use of the word dearth. That is exactly
what
describes the talent.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what we've had in Cleveland, a dearth of talent. We've had a tiny few couple guys. Other than that, we have not had star players at a large level on this team for years. So I don't know where people are saying get rid of Kevin. Frankly, I think he squeezed a whole lot of lemon out of the tiny lemons that they handed him. So I think he's done a phenomenal job considering what limited talent they've given him.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin in Cuyahoga Falls will move to the next community. Be Steve in Akron. Hello, Steve.
Ah, I feel
hey,
like we're just
how
driving
are you guys doing today?
South on Route 8.
Yeah, we're heading south on Route 8.
Okay.
Going to get the interchange.
Yeah, on the road again. Yeah.
Are you backed up in traffic?
No, we're
Might
good.
Might as well be.
But if you're in Akron, you probably are.
On this rickety old bridge.
Construction's
by
been
University
going on for 17 years there.
There's a lot of traffic.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I was just going to say, as far as Stefanski on the hot seat, he could be. I mean, if the season goes sideways and they win 4 or 5 games, I have no doubt in my mind Haslam will switch them all out, the front office, the head coach, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him bring in a coach first, somebody like Deion Sanders, to coach up Shador heading into the next couple years before we head into the Dome. That's the type of move I think Haslam would try to make.
Aren't you interested to see what Deion can do at Colorado now?
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what he looks like now. See?
Well, we'll see what he can do with less talent this year than he had last year.
Bingo.
I mean, if he can coach him up, you know, to win 5-6 games, you know, and he looks, you know, halfway decent doing it, and maybe pulls off a win against a, you know, a bigger school, it could happen.
Make the playoffs. Let's see him make the playoffs. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Steve. Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Steve.
How'd we end up on Deion Sanders?
Well, you wanted Deion to be the next head coach of the Browns.
I'm just going to move along. What do you think, folks? The national folks seem to like our coach. At least give him respect and don't blame him for the mess here. I agree. I think the guy can coach. I would love to see what he could do with top-notch talent, which I don't think he's had a lot of. It's Baskin and Phillips here on The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two national outlets, big time media, Fox, Yahoo, think Kevin Stefanski is on the hot seat this year, but shouldn't be. Other big outlets, national writers, think Kevin is, at the very least, a middle-of-the-road NFL head coach, especially given the circumstances he's been given to deal with. Ranked 17th by one, 16th by another, 13th by CBS. In fact, just out of the top tier of coaches in the NFL. I think the guy can coach. Andy, you think the guy can coach?
I think he can, too. It's about having the right pieces for him and, you know, the execution. You always wonder, sometimes when a quarterback goes out there, how much of the game plan is the quarterback instituting while they play? And then you come up with a big play that maybe the coach didn't want, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I know more than the coach. I think that happens way more often than we think.
Is Kevin underappreciated here in Cleveland, folks? I think he is.
I don't know about under. I think he's appreciated about right. I know you keep talking.
I think he's underappreciated by our fan base.
You're talking about loud voices that think he shouldn't be. And I don't think that that's the majority. I think the average Browns fan thinks he's doing a good job. I think the average Browns fan thinks that a lot of the things that happened while he's here or have happened have been out of his control.
Now, I would say it, more than 50% of the people who call us with an opinion on Kevin are not fans of his.
And those are the people that are willing to pick up the phone and call, you know,
216-474-0092. Yeah. Like Kevin did in North Ridgeville.
There you go.
Hi, hey, Kevin.
Kev, are you calling
Hi,
to defend guys. Yourself?
Hi.
Different what? Kevin. Sorry.
No, sorry. The problem I have, I think the bigger problem is Andrew Berry. But with that being said, Andy, that guy that called you about the whole, that Baker Mayfield, Kevin Stefanski saga, I think is a bigger deal than you're giving credit to.
You're saying it's more on Kevin?
Well, I think it's on both.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest problem I have is when that kid was healthy, he played well. And there is something behind that. We talk about it all the time at work. There's more to that story than I think anybody knows, because it's almost like at some point they set that kid up to fail. I mean, they were running him out there, and I know he wanted to play too, but at some time you're the adult in the room. You're the head coach and the GM, and they just kept running him out there, and it was awful, and he was hurt, and it made no sense. It just the whole
yeah. Remember, he was wearing the harness. He was wearing that harness while he was playing too. Yeah, I just don't think. I think if I was let's face it, Baker said he needed to mature up a little bit. That, you know, I like Baker. I still like Baker to this day, and I wish Baker Mayfield was our quarterback. But I think when this was all said and done, it came down to ego. Baker's ego and the owner's ego. And I think that Baker,
you know, if you're going to talk ego, I mean, I think Stefanski has problems sometimes dealing with that. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
His own or the players?
Kid was healthy.
His own or the players? The players.
The players. And it doesn't make any sense to me. When that kid was healthy, he was fine.
Yeah, I agree.
Kevin, there's one aspect of this that, and this is what I don't think gets talked about enough with this situation. If you recall, Baker was approaching the end of his rookie contract.
That's the key.
Yes. And I understand that whole thing. I totally get that. But
I think the Browns decided that he wasn't going to be worth the investment that Baker and his folks probably thought that he deserved. And you could make the argument that the rest of the NFL agreed with him.
Well, you could make that argument, but you could also make the argument that the Browns set him up in a position that ran him out there, that hurt that kid, and it hurt everything. And if
because he got hurt playing football, or because he played when he was hurt?
He played when he was hurt.
Okay.
And I know the kid probably wanted to play when he was hurt because that's how he was. But like I said, you're the head coach. You're the adult in the room. I think that saga, there's an untold story there, because it kills me as a Browns fan to see this guy who looked like could have been the real deal keep getting run out there when he showed, when he's healthy, he seemed like he was a player, and he's proven that again.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Just for the record, Baker is the 19th highest paid quarterback per year in the NFL. Now, do I think he's better than what we have here? Absolutely. Absolutely. And would it have been better had they not made the Watson trade? Of course it would have been. And you just, if you paid Baker, I don't think Baker is worth the $55 million a year that Jordan Love is getting. I wouldn't have paid him that either. I think he's paid. He might be a little underpaid for the market now, based on the way he's played. But I don't think he's a top 10 quarterback.
I think that
was the hesitancy of the Browns, is they didn't want to have to give Baker that huge kind of contract, say the Dak Prescott or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen has.
That they also thought they could upgrade, right? Let's be honest.
Well, they thought they could upgrade. Yeah, they thought they could.
Right. And so I think the biggest mistake in that entire scenario is that the Browns didn't listen to Deshaun. When Deshaun said, thanks, but no thanks, I don't want to play in Cleveland, that's where it should have all ended.
They should have said, thank you very much.
The problem was,
see ya.
And I feel like it's just yesterday. The problem was, is that the guy that had been leading your team and had been playing pretty well and played through injury, whether it was his fault or anybody else's fault, was not happy about the fact that the Browns wanted to go in a different direction other than him. You know, a front office's job is to kick the tires on everything, whether you like it or not. You can't worry about someone's personality or the feelings in that. This isn't a feelings game. This is about trying to get the best players available to play the position.
Thank you, Morris Albert.
And that's what they thought. So.
Mark's in Cleveland.
Hey, Mark.
Fellas, y'all touched a little bit on what I was talking about. But the thing, Coach Stefanski, I think he keeps his team together, man. This team has never quit on him through all the adversity.
True.
Whether you're talking about, you know, the child in the room with Baker Mayfield, you know, going against Myles Garrett, Duke Johnson, that all could have blew up. Even with Odell, that could have really blew up really bad, but he kept that locker room together. The guy's a good play caller, dealt with this Deshaun Watson debacle. I mean, and he just keeps that team together, and I think that's one of the things that make a good coach, man. And that's why I think we should keep him, even with this, even the season goes terrible. You got to look what the man has to deal with. No running backs to start the season. I mean, it's just so much that this guy deals with on a year-to-year basis. That's why I give him the benefit of the doubt most times.
There you go.
Thanks. Mark, thank you very much.
Good call.
They always do play hard for Kevin. I can't recall ever seeing a Browns team flat out quit on him.
None.
They seem to play hard.
No, they play hard.
I think that's the case.
You know why he doesn't throw any of his players under the bus ever?
Oh,
he never throws any of his players under the bus.
That's a fact on that. I do find myself pulling for him on a personal basis.
I'm sure there have been times that Kevin has probably said, I'm done. What am I dealing with here?
Yeah.
I also think that what we see may not necessarily be what reality is sometimes. I mean, coaches have to give off a persona. Coaches will talk, and you know, we laugh about, you know, the press conferences and stuff where he doesn't actually say anything. I mean, Bill Belichick's the same guy in the same way that if you ask guys that played for him, he wasn't the guy that you saw in press conferences. And when you saw Bill in one-on-one interviews, totally different than when you saw him in a press conference interview. You got so much more information. Or when he would sit on the set with someone, he was actually personable, and he like talked about things and gave you breadth of knowledge and things like that. So just be leery of what you kind of see, right? There's a lot of walls up when coaches get up for a press conference, and go back and find one-on-one interviews with some of these coaches, and those walls are broken down because they trust the person who's asking the question to not lead them down a road that would make them seem silly or look ignorant. Those are the real deal stuff that I pay more attention to sometimes.
One thing I expect to happen this year is if the Browns don't win, if they go 3-14 again, if they go 4-13, maybe even 5-12, I'd be hard pressed to think that the team won't make changes at coach. And I think, and I understand that. That's the NFL.
Yeah, it's NFL.
You don't win 3 and follow it up with winning 4 and keep your job very often, even if your coach is put in a situation that's really difficult to win with.
Hugh Jackson's like, the fact that he had 2 seasons with 1 win is just still mind-blowing.
It was the ownership trying to allow him to coach and try and allow the roster to grow, but maybe that shouldn't have happened. You know, here you've got a coach who Browns fans don't ever want to even embrace this, 2-time NFL coach of the year. I mean, you don't win that because you got completely lucky. A little lucky, maybe, sure. But you don't win it twice, by not being a good coach. And I think he could end up paying the price for a roster that's just not built to win.
It's true. True.
Well, whether that turns out to be the case or not, who knows? But it just might be what we end up seeing. Tonight, it's the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. As we get things going in the National Football League, I can't wait. We're excited about it. And then on Sunday, you got the Bengals coming to Cleveland to play the Browns. Is Daryl Ryder excited about it? By God, Daryl's excited about everything, isn't
he? He's always excited.
Well, we'll find out in about 6.5 minutes because he's joining us next on Baskin and Phelps.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.